Welcome to Hour 2 of the Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Decided to play a little jazz. Calm some of y'all down. Some of y'all getting a little too hyped up this morning. About ready to go commit some violence. So you can use music to soothe the savage beast. Let's read some of these YouTube comments, shall we? City 5421 says via YouTube, I'm a 40-year-old man from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised. I side with that bar not wanting to play hip-hop music. The violence is just getting too out of control. City, I don't know if they're going to ban hip-hop completely. There are certain artists that I think can stir up emotions. Like when I hear certain Tupac songs, and I by no means am I a violent person. I'm not a killer, but don't push me. You know what I mean? But if I hear certain Pac songs, I feel like knocking off a liquor store. Now, I'm not actually going to do it, but I indulge myself in the fantasy. Certain types of music just get you really, really hyped up. And there are some people that lack a very important trait. It's a really important attribute. And I believe that lacking this attribute, and it's not one race versus another. There are people of all races, all cultures, and all ethnicities that lack this very important trait. And when you have this trait, your life goes better. Things start going your way. Your luck turns around. You'll be a better professional. You get more opportunities. Life just improves when you have this trait, and this trait is called self-control. Some people just can't control themselves. They can't control themselves when they eat. They can't control themselves when they're getting drunk. Can't control themselves when they're doing a little bit of smackety smack. Can't control themselves when they're doing a little tootsie of cocaine. They just can't control themselves. But if you have a little self-control, life goes better for you. And there's some music that encourages people that have that lack of self-control to just act out. There's a song by MJG and 8Ball. Now, no, absolutely not. I'm not even going to play the clean version of it because there's something in that song that when you hear it, it makes you want to go on a crime spree. I think I'm going to make sure I get the title because I'm singing it in my head. So MJG. 8Ball. Is this the name of it? Hold on. Nah, I kind of do want to play it. It's called You Don't Want Drama. So there was a club. Shout out to Craig Berry, who was a master of nightclubs and nightlife. Craig Berry can have 1,000 people in his club, 1,100, 1,200 people on a Tuesday night and have no incidents. I don't know how he does it because you got some places, their capacity is only 75 and there'll be a shooting in there in 15 minutes after they open. But he used to have a club called The Matrix on East Capitol Drive. Some of you are old enough to remember. And then I think it was called Double XL after that. This club was gigantic. It was in a damn strip mall. It's huge, right on East Capitol Drive, right across the street from that Walmart. There used to be a nightclub over there called The Matrix. And when they would play this song in that club, I would have to take cover. And it's called You Don't Want Drama by MJG and 8Ball. And I don't believe that hip-hop music, I don't think it's the music. I don't think it's the lyrics. I think it can encourage people to be a little bit more uninhibited. But that's what good music does, right? But I don't think the hip-hop is responsible for violence because look at all of the diverse cultures that love hip-hop. Not only do diverse cultures love hip-hop, there's someone of every race, culture, and ethnicity that is a hip-hop artist. There's a Hasidic Jew, like several of them. You know what Hasidic Jews that wear the big hats and got the curly cues? They got the curls? Nadis Yahoo is one of them. There's a bunch of them. The Jews have hip-hop artists. Everybody loves the hip-hop, and I don't think that it causes violence because you don't have I was going to say, you don't have a bunch of violent Jews. Let me bite my tongue on that one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I don't believe that just because there's white people and Latin people that listen to hip-hop, and they don't go out and cause a ruckus because they're listening to the music. I think it very much depends on the person. But this 8-Ball and MJG song, You Don't Want Drama, I'm just going to give you a little taste of the chorus, just a little taste. And when you hear there's something about the beat, it just makes you reach for your pistol, even if you don't have one. Bust a nigga's head, smack a hoe, shoot the club up. That's the chorus. All of those, if you're drunk enough, especially off of Hennessy, all of those sound like a good idea at the time you hear that song. I will bust a nigga's head, smack a hoe, and shoot the club up. Now, when cooler heads prevail, none of those things are a good idea. But if you're in the moment, when that song would come on, people would literally jump up and down. And I was like, it's not safe here because I might be the nigga's head they want to bust. And this hoe over here might be the one to get smacked. So you got to. What is happening to my radio show? The list also drew criticism from members of Milwaukee's music community in a Facebook video. Rap and hip-hop artist Rodney Bonds Jr. said Milwaukee musicians regularly network at the garage and had considered the bar a preferred gathering place. Quote, us Milwaukee artists are offended, Bonds wrote, pointing out that music from Milwaukee rapper Big Frank had previously been played at the bar. Big Frank also voiced his disappointment with the garage in a post on his Facebook account. In an August 24th statement sent to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, co-owner Leslie Montemuro said the list was issued by an employee and not approved by ownership. Little birdie told me who that employee was. I'm thinking, I can't do it. I don't know what gets me in trouble or not. So you all know who the employee is. I didn't.
You won't get in trouble.
I will.
You won't.
I won't. Oh, you always saying that. You're the one that won't get in trouble.
No, we are not held responsible.
I think there's probably somebody that might disagree with that.
For others' actions?
Yeah, I don't want to bust them out, though. Even though I find it hilarious that that person may or may not have worked here at one point in time, but that doesn't narrow it down. Everybody's worked at 1017 The Truth at one point in time. I swear we have run through people here. Good Lord, we've had some everybody work here. It's some people that I forgot worked here. Remember Denise Thomas? She used to work here. Remember Telly Hughes? Relics of a time gone by, right? Quote, we are very proud of our diverse patron mix and our staff, and we are very upset to learn of this situation, Montemuro said, who is the owner or at least a co-owner of the garage on Arlington and Brady. We have spoken to the employee who issued the list, which was not approved by ownership, and stressed why it was not acceptable. Montemuro, I think Montemuro is just saving face because once this list is made public, you got to issue a response. Speaking of responses being issued, we are going to talk about the New Berlin mayor who posted and reposted anti-Muslim, anti-woman, and anti-black things on his Facebook account. Apparently, the New Berlin Common Council is meeting to address the words of the mayor. Don't worry, he's not going to go anywhere. It's representative government, and I know that people don't like when elected officials, especially the mayor of, you know, not exactly a small town, when they say and they express anti-Muslim, anti-woman, and anti-black sentiments. We get mad when we find out those people think like that, but they also were elected by the people of that town. If the people in New Berlin don't want an anti-Muslim, anti-woman, and anti-black mayor, they know what to do. They'll recall him. They can put enough pressure on him, but I want you to watch that situation very closely because if the people in the town of New Berlin give him a pass for saying anti-woman, anti-black, and anti-Muslim things on his social media, you know what you are dealing with. I call that representative government because even with those horrendous things that the mayor of New Berlin said about Muslim folk, about black folks, and about women, there's a whole bunch of voters and constituents that agree with him. We as black people know how people feel about us, but for some reason, when they express it, we get shocked. How dare you say that about us? Yeah, but you know how they feel about us? Why are we shocked when they say it? We talked about the Black Culture Fest they had at the Brewers game on Friday, which led to a whole bunch of very racist comments. In fact, a writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Cowsey, he wrote about it. I couldn't read his whole article because it was behind a paywall, and I simply refused to pay for the Journal Sentinel. And he may have been offended, too, by it. I don't know why we're so offended. Like, look at the country we're in. The history of this nation, how it was shaped, how it was formed, the geographic patterns of how cities are laid out, where kids go to school, how they are educated, budgets, funding, social services. Race is at the heart of literally everything. Milwaukee looks the way it does, acts the way it does, because certain people were kept out of mainstream opportunities and had to find their own way. The way this nation is set up, the way our political system is set up, hell, even the Electoral College, which y'all hate so very much, was a vestige of slavery. So when white people express how they feel about us, why are you so shocked? We live in their nation. Now, I know some of y'all are going to get mad when I say that. They colonized this place, and they had to wipe out 100 million Native Americans to make space for these data centers and all this farmland. So they did a hell of a job clearing the way. And then they brought us over here as chattel and as labor. It's their colony, for better or for worse. Now, I know we like to interject ourselves by saying stuff like, we're the original inhabitants of America. Are we really? Really? Are you sure? You sure about that? Well, we built this country. Yeah, under the watchful eye of them. Black folks didn't just come over here and say, you know what, let's build a road here. Let's build a schoolhouse. No. I'm just trying to level set here because black people believe in some fantasy that racism is a thing of the past. It is stronger and more powerful than ever. The body politic of this nation, in which black people are, in my opinion, underrepresented, allows racism to exist at such a level that if you are a person of political power and you agree to an unspoken contract, if you agree to continue to marginalize and oppress minorities, the body politic will allow you to have sex with children. Do I got to say it again? I'll repeat it all day. If you agree to hate the Mexicans and deport the Haitians and deport all the people that shouldn't be here, because you know they're over here taking up space and taking up all the welfare and they're taking all the jobs. If you agree to get rid of them, to excise this nation of those people that, you know, poison the blood of this nation, his words, and then before that, Hitler's words. If you agree to get rid of those people, they will give you leeway if you flew to an island and had sex with girls who were in seventh grade. They'll let you do it.
And that's the truth.
And you think that when white folks express how they really feel, that should be some kind of a shock? If you can let a white person be as racist as they want to be and fully and thoroughly express themselves, they will let their leaders do anything. In fact, the white folks who are poor, they're getting racism. And they're getting the DEI overturned, the affirmative action overturned. And in return for that, because if you give the white people the racism they've always wanted, they will allow not only the leaders to have sex with children, but allow the leaders to enrich themselves on the backs of the American people. They won't require wages to go up. They won't require fair working conditions. They won't put any guardrails on artificial intelligence or anything. They won't put any guardrails on corporations. They will give tax breaks to the wealthy. And the poor working class white people will allow that to happen as long as you give them racism. And so when a white person says, you're an N-word. No, they mean it. I just wish more of them expressed it to us so we could really understand the place in which we live. Because I think if we knew, ladies and gentlemen, as black people, we wouldn't go to half the places that we went to. So let me bring up the Texas Roadhouse again. Oh, holy smokes, that was a wake-up call. Another social media rumor. I don't care if it's rumor. All I got to do is be made aware of something like that, that when black patrons go into the Texas Roadhouse. But there's not really any Texas Roadhouses in urban America, if I'm not mistaken. The only one I'm aware of around here, if it's still there, is in West Bend. I went there once.
In Brookfield.
Oh, they got one in Brookfield. Okay. Yeah, I don't go to Brookfield. I don't even go to Brookfield Square. Brookfield Square is mostly closed. It's not what it used to be. Brookfield Square was an alternative to Mayfair. Many years ago. But yeah, the rumor was, and Texas Roadhouse is addressing it. They said they're doing an investigation. that when an African American, a group of patrons comes into the Texas Roadhouse, the kitchen is made aware, and human saliva is then added, clearly at no extra cost, to the entrees ordered by African Americans, or there was something else they would do. They would lick their fingers, and then they would handle the food ordered by African Americans. And so whether that's true or not, that's all I needed to hear. So I wouldn't go to Texas Roadhouse. You know what? I think maybe it's time we just start cooking at home. You know what I mean? If you're cooking at home, well, so at a restaurant, you got to be very, you got to wear gloves and you got to wear a hairnet and you got, you know, when you're at home, you're like, eh, nobody need no damn gloves. I'm the only one eating this chicken. Oh, by the way, black people, salt, lemon juice, and vinegar does not sanitize or sterilize chicken. And when you wash your chicken in the sink, all you're doing is spreading salmonella. Every time I bring that up, black people get triggered. You got to wash your chicken. No, you got to cook it. When you cook the chicken, all of the yuck-yucks, bacteria doesn't like heat. It denatures the proteins and the bacteria, so you cook the chicken. Black people washing their chicken and splashing salmonella all over the... All right, thank you, Xavier. They're going to get mad. I posted something on social media about washing chicken. I had to take it down. The blacks came for me like I was a member of the Klan. Sherwin, well, what do you mean you don't wash your chicken? I don't, because a little water droplets carry the salmonella. You don't want to get the salmonella. It makes your tummy hurt and worse. All right, I'm going to take a break, come back. Got the mayor of New Berlin, the council out there is going to address his anti-Muslim, anti-woman, and anti-black comments. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stay very healthy because I love you all so very much, some of you more than others. But I want you to stay very healthy. Well, supposedly, between October 6th and October 8th, 2026, so I guess a couple of months away. Well, 1 month, right? CNAs are staging certified nursing assistants are staging a nationwide walkout demanding better working conditions, longer breaks, and $30 an hour minimum. Whether this actually takes place or not, I don't know. I'm going to give you some details about how Wisconsin handles certain medical professionals if they do choose to strike. In some places, it is very illegal, and CNAs may actually lose their CNA licenses if they do that. But imagine if we have a CNA walkout between October 6th and October 8th. I want you all to stay healthy. Try not to be in the hospital between October 6th and October 8th, because there won't be any CNAs, maybe. You know, CNAs are very important. So, I'm going to talk about that as well. If you'd like to call, I guess you could text. But I don't. You showed me where my text messages go, Xavier, but I think I turned it off again. You can text us at 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. You can also call us at that same number, or you can join us on the YouTubes at 1017 The Truth. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
When I lift you up, don't you act surprised. Well, I know it feel good, don't it? I miss the taste of it, and I will write my name on it. My only plan for the night is come.
Bring slow music back to nightclubs. You remember when they used to just play a slow jam out of nowhere and people would be on the dance floor all caked up? That also will cut down on some of the tension and the violence. You got to play a slow song and then everybody would scatter. Like, oh no, they're playing a slow song. I must find someone to dance very close with. Bring that stuff back. Well, I guess, no, you probably can't even slow dance with a stranger in the club anymore because it's probably sexual harassment. We would routinely sexually harass one another in nightclubs. It's just you went out to get sexually harassed. Come on, ladies. You know you got your ass grabbed 37 times tonight, and you didn't care. You're like, oh, who did that? Oh, another one. You wouldn't stop going. Like, nah, you got to sign an NDA. Hello, ma'am. I would like permission to speak with you. Hi, I'm going to have to ask you to sign this form and sign this document. I'm also going to need a blood sample and copy of your resume. I'm also going to need some details about your family. I'm going to need some details about your immigration status. You got to provide all this damn information. Back in the day, you just wanted to go out and get you a little bit of strange. That's all you wanted to do. And it was a good night. He got you a little sample of some strange, just a little bit. You know, you ain't got to get all of it on the first night. Maybe go on a date and get the rest of it. Go out and get phone numbers. Remember that, fellas? You always had to carry a pen with you. Can I get your number? I'm going to call you. Okay. Felt like he was on top of the world. Now women give out their damn Instagram. I don't want your damn Instagram. That's offensive to me. I want your phone to ring.
Got to get the Snapchat.
I don't want that either. I don't. It's just not personal enough for me.
I like the Snap.
I'll take a phone number and I won't necessarily call, but I'll send you the text. And once I see you've read my text message, the countdown is on. You have a certain amount of time to respond. I don't play that red stuff.
What is that? What's the countdown?
I give you an hour. You might be busy. Anything more than that? Well, let me tell you what happened to me not too long ago. I mean, what day was it? Oh, I deleted the message because I blocked her.
Jeez.
This broad asked me for $4,000.
Oh, wow.
Block. Here's what she said. She was like, apparently she got bad credit, which par for the course. They all do. So she had a co-signer for her lease. The co-signer is not co-signing for her to renew her lease. And I'm not doing it. I'll be damned. But apparently her landlord needs to see $4,800 worth of bank deposits in a month and able for her to renew the lease in her name without a co-signer. She's like, well, I have most of it, Sherwin, but can you borrow me some money so that I can show my landlord that I made the necessary $4,800 in deposits in a month so I can get the lease renewed. And then she said, don't worry, I'll bring your money back to you. So first of all, I'd be a new fool to think that she actually would. Okay. I was like, well, how much do you have? How much do you need so that you can show that you have the $4,800 worth of deposits in the month? You know what this heifer told me? She said, I got the $800. She wanted me to
block. How is this a topic of discussion? She brought that up.
We were talking about something else, which I won't disclose. I've known her for a long time. She's actually my homegirl, but she just goes left sometimes. Like, she didn't have good sense, but she can only get away with it because she's pretty. But she ain't never asked me for money before. Don't ask me for money. Screw you. I'm not giving. No. I'm the only woman I would even. It's a slippery slope because once you give them money like that, then you're required. Then it becomes an element of the relationship. And I'm not the one for that. There's dudes out here that live to give women money. They get hair done. They get nails done for women. They'll do all that stuff. Some men take it as their responsibility. We got names for those kind of men, but I'm not going to shame them or bash them because here's the thing. I know all too well that a woman will have a man that she gets money from to look good for another man. Incorrect. I'll pay for your hair and nails, but when you're not with me, take the hair and nails off and leave it in my house. You want the hair and nails back? Come over and get them. Going to have me paying for your beauty routine so you can be out here thotting around the Brady Street, thotting around Water Street on my dime. I ain't happening.
So possessive.
No, I ain't possessive. If you ask, I work for my damn money. Looking good ain't enough. Some women think, oh, being attractive is not a flex. Everybody's attractive nowadays. Ain't really many ugly people anymore. Everybody looks good. All the women, they all look, all the pictures are perfect. Not a flaw. So yeah, being pretty is not, that's not an aspiration. In fact, y'all gonna have me over here sounding like the mayor of New Berlin. I'm not over here trying to bash women, but come on, y'all know what you're doing. I don't even know why women gas themselves up like that. Like, oh, girl, you're so pretty. How come you don't have a man? Because she's got a horrible personality and she's dumb. That's why. But you're so pretty. How come you're not married? It should be real obvious. Oh, you're so pretty. How could he cheat on you? You're so pretty. Pretty ain't never kept nobody faithful. In fact, the woman he cheated with, not nearly as pretty as you are. Some think they're pretty can make up for being a miserable, selfish human being. Those pretty girls learn lessons very, very quick. They learn the lessons. All right, where are we at here? Read a YouTube comment or two. LT says, my bar would play Taylor Swift all day, every day. I'd make money. Yeah, LT, because that would be a gay bar, sir. The gays don't fight, do they?
They do sometimes.
Oh, I don't know. We got a bunch of gay bars in Milwaukee. You got DX. You ever heard of DX?
I've driven past it.
You ain't never been into DX?
No. Only gay bar I've ever been to is This Is It, and that doesn't exist anymore.
I let somebody drag me to DX one night. Yikes. Yeesh.
Why,
straight women like to go to gay bars because they feel comfortable and they can act a fool. They just go around just grabbing men. It's crazy. I've never been to Lacage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm scared.
It's not just a gay bar. They have other activities that go on there.
Yeah, I know they do. I don't need to see all that.
Huh.
I'm cool. Don't they got men dancing in cages?
And women. You can have yourself a nice little thought off that night.
Hold on, man.
Cougars.
Hold on.
All dancing around.
I don't need to go nowhere where they got gay men in cages.
And women.
They're probably gay, too. Nothing against the gays. You know, the gays are cool.
Gay women love men.
Say it again. Gay.
Gay women love men. At least they love me.
Hold on, man. This is not what the show is supposed to be about. I don't mess with the gays. They don't, like, I don't bother them. They don't bother me. We just coexist. I don't care. Let me just start by saying that. Sherwin, you're homophobic. Phobia is the wrong suffix. Ain't nobody scared of them. Oh, Sherwin, I got accused of being transphobic on my Twitter.
Yeah. You hear how you were talking about the, what's that group called? The PSL or whatever?
Oh, they can kiss my ass.
Big Martha almost came down there. Yeah,
Big Martha's you. You're the ops, Xavier. You're the ultimate troll. I think, you know what, Xavier? I think so when they did the Brewers Black Culture Fest and you had all the racist comments, I bet like 30 of those accounts were you. Yeah, niggers. They don't like you.
No statement.
Xavier got 97 Facebook profiles probably. But I got trolled by one. You know these Francesca Hong supporters, they don't like me. I don't like Sherwin. That's all right. I'm not here to please everybody. And I'm also not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. When I said, so there's this comedian. She's weird. She's really, her name is Ivy Wolk. Love her to death. Love her to death. And she talked about how she has gotten threats from a trans woman, like a trans woman threatened to kill her, but the trans woman on her Instagram page is asking for money because she's homeless. And Ivy Wolk just does this whole bit about, like, yeah, you should have a priority. Like, why do you want to kill me when you don't have anywhere to live? And so I reposted that. And then somebody took it as me being transphobic. They're like, oh, Sherwin, you're so insecure. Why are you talking about trans people? First of all, they give a lot to talk about. And nobody is immune from criticism. Anyways, LT said his bar would play Taylor Swift. Reggio says via YouTube, do you mind me playing a little Melba? Love wins every time. That sounds gay too. It's Me SE says, I did not see DMX, Public Enemy, or Heavy D on the list. See, play some of that hip hop. Now, some of DMX's stuff probably might be a little bit on the edge as well. JD the Poet says, free Big Al. Is Al, like, officially suspended? Like, he can't even call my show? He didn't do nothing bad on my show.
Nope, he can't call any of the shows.
Till when?
I think the 8th of September.
Y'all set a date. Al can't call till after Labor Day.
That's not me. You know me. I let it fly. Just hit the dump button.
Al has been suspended from 101.7 The Truth more than a black kid that goes to Vincent. Al, stay in the principal's office. What did he said a profanity?
I guess he said MF-er.
Y'all supposed to catch that, though. You can't suspend him because y'all are supposed to catch it.
You know that. Hey, I wasn't here for that. You know me, I hit the dumb button.
No, you don't. People cuss on talk radio most of the time. So you all that are listening, unless you're listening on YouTube, because we don't have the ability to censor our audio on YouTube, but when it goes out over the air, our producers have this button. Actually, I got a button, too. Hang on. I swear I have a dump button in here, Xavier.
You probably do.
Right here. It says dump. What happens if I push it?
It'll dump whatever's happening.
So if I say MF and B and I hit dump, nobody will hear it except you two?
I don't know. Let's try it out.
You're a son of a gun. I just hit it. So I don't know. I heard it in my ear.
Yeah, it's going to go throughout the ear. But, you know, we're on a delay. So it's like a 10-second delay. So I think it just dumps like 10, 15 seconds or something like that.
I probably should stop pressing buttons. But if they don't want me to press these buttons, why would they give me so many buttons to press? Marvin Jenkins says, as a black man, I would only play certain music too. Folks are just tired of the riffraff. I got to take a break. I'll come back. We'll continue our conversation. Should we jump to either the Common Council in New Berlin addressing the mayor's anti-woman, anti-Muslim, and anti-black comments, or the CNA strike that is scheduled for October 6th through 8th, 2026, where CNAs all across the country are demanding better working conditions and at least $30 an hour. Ladies, that's nurse money. CNAs, I know CNAs do very important things, but I don't know about that, ladies. And also, there are rules and laws against patient abandonment, which I'm sure you will all be accused of if you walk out on your patients. I don't know. We'll talk about one of those things on the other side. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
This is the kind of music you hear at Lacoste with many sweaty gays dancing in a cage. Rick just texted me and said that he can't even listen to my show with kids in the car. Said his stepdaughter is in the car. And I talked about grabbing ass 37 times. And?
It's a great show.
100% it is. Because Rick, you know what? Guess what? You used to grab ass too.
Exactly.
Rick used to be a DJ. I think he does still. He's not used to. He's still a DJ. My former producer, DJ Ricky Allen. And they're grabbing ass. Ain't nothing wrong with it. What is this? Oh, I was going to tell you guys about the place, the business that play classical music. They blasted it in the parking lot and it helped cut down on loiterers. There is a documented history of businesses, transit systems, shopping areas, and other semi-public spaces deliberately using music as a form of behavioral control, sometimes called weaponized classical music. I'm going to stop right there real quick, okay? If music can be used as a deterrent to push people away and to move people along and to stop certain people from gathering and loitering and congregating, then we also can admit certain types of music can also attract people, right? We can admit that. And if you do not want a particular element inside your bar, your nightclub, your restaurant, whatever, you can use music as a deterrent. It has been used for a very long time. But 7-Eleven is the business that experimented with blasting classical music into the parking lot. And lo and behold, because they're having a problem with teenagers hanging out in the parking lot. You ever notice the kids will just find the weirdest places to hang out at? When I was in high school, one of the places we hung out at was the Taco Bell on 91st and Brown Deer Road. Now, it's not a Taco Bell anymore. Now it's JJ's Chicken and Fish. But we used to just hang out in the Taco Bell parking lot. Or after Northridge Mall closed, we would all hang, because Brown Deer Park would close at 10 o'clock, so you got to get out of the park because the sheriffs would very much remind you that the park was closed. So we would go over to the Northridge parking lot, and we would just play our music, and nobody would bother us. But, yeah, kids find the weirdest places to hang out. I went to the Metro Market grocery store on 69th and State Street yesterday, and it was just two kids just hanging out just by the entrance of the grocery store, sitting down with their skateboards and with helmets on. They find weird places. Number one, this is a real crime slash loitering strategy. One of the earliest widely cited examples in British Columbia in 85. I thought it was 2018. When a 7-Eleven manager began broadcasting classical and easy listening music into the parking lot to discourage teenagers from congregating, the idea spread. A 1999 report said roughly 150 7-Eleven franchises had adopted the technique. That's why they changed the hip-hop boat cruise to Yacht Rock, because they thought that black people had an aversion to Yacht Rock. That actually is not true, because many songs considered Yacht Rock are favorites of the black African-Americans, myself included. In fact, Yacht Rock, jazz, regular old rock and roll music, of course, hip-hop, some of my absolute favorites. In fact, let me give you an example of some what would be considered Yacht Rock. I played this song before. Hold on, y'all want to hear a little sample of it? Let me give you a little sample. What the hell is this? That's not it. Let's try this right here. What is this? Yeah. If you play this and you think that it's going to deter me, come on, Kenny.
In my life, I've been wondering why.
I know nothing about this, Xavier. You were born at the wrong time. One of the earliest and widely cited examples occurred in British Columbia in 1985 when a 7-Eleven manager began broadcasting classical and easy listening music, which that Kenny Loggins would be considered, into the parking lot to discourage teenagers from congregating. The idea spread. A 1999 report said 150 7-Eleven franchises had adopted the technique. By 1991, a 7-Eleven in Thousand Oaks, California, was broadcasting classical music 24 hours a day, specifically to drive away youths who congregated around the store. In 1995, the Virginia Pilot newspaper reported that a Virginia Beach 7-Eleven was broadcasting Beethoven, Bach, and other classical composers into its parking lot. A regional loss prevention manager for Southland Corp, then 7-Eleven's parent company, said the tactic had worked at a majority of locations where it had been tried. And it didn't remain confined to 7-Eleven. Classical music or opera has substantially been deployed at McDonald's, shopping malls, bus stations, parking lots, and other locations. Businesses have intentionally selected music genres because they believed the people they work that they considered undesirable would dislike that music and leave. Theft prevention is also part of the rationale. The technique generally isn't presented as Mozart makes people stop stealing, but it's more like loitering and disorderly intimidation, theft and crime, customers avoiding the business. Therefore, remove the population perceived as creating the problem, and theoretically, they reduce opportunities for theft and disorder. Maybe they should play classical music on the Brady Street and the Water Street and watch all of the many undesirable people scatter. We're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within.
I came back to let you know.
Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
I wish a place would play this to think it would deter me. I would just grab a white woman and start dancing. Probably illegal.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
This is a white guy, too. What happened to the white people with soul? Where did they go?
They're all gone.
They are gone. I don't know.
There's no more cool white guys anymore.
Nope. Used to be tons of them. Ain't no. That's a shame. Coolest thing we got now is Joel Brennan.
Yeah, they're all watching the Entertainment videos.
That's a shame. That's the Manosphere. Is that what you call those guys? I saw a documentary on the Manosphere. Those poor fellas.
Yeah, a lot of kids are watching those people, and they use them as actual role models. It's pretty crazy.
And it's unfortunate that, first of all, I don't believe in incels. I don't think anybody is involuntarily celibate. I don't think so.
Oh, no, they definitely are.
They just don't want to put forth what is necessary to be in the company of women. It's not hard. Getting laid is not difficult. In fact, the more empowered women get and the more women want to emulate men and be like men, because what I come to find out is the kind of masculinity and the kind of man that women want to emulate, the examples that they set for the kind of men that they want to be equal to, are toxic men. And toxic men hump a lot. And when women, body count doesn't matter. When a woman says body count doesn't matter, she'll hump. She'll hump. She'll go out on a Friday night and just go get her some strange, go get a cup of coffee and go home. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
My kind of woman.
But even if a man is quote-unquote involuntarily celibate, like a woman doesn't want to date him, he can still go pay for a prostitute. Nobody's involuntarily celibate. Like, what does it go for nowadays? $90? $125?
I don't know.
$4,000 so a woman can show $4,800 in deposit so she can renew her lease, you know? And technically, I would have just been renting it because she said she was going to give the money back, which, eh. I had a feeling if I gave her the money, she would start negotiating. Like, what do you want from me if I don't give you the money back? Nothing. I want my money back. But I don't know if there's anybody that's involuntarily celibate. I think that there are some men who are not relationship material because of maybe how they carry themselves. And some men are just sloppy. Fellas, put yourself together. You know, get a nice shirt, nice shoes. Women love when you wear nice shoes. Cut your fingernails. Shave your nasty neck beard. You know what I mean? Just present yourself. Smell good. Take a shower. Go get your hair cut. You know what I mean? And just walk around like you got some confidence, and some strange will just come up to you just when you least expect it. In fact, you want to meet some strange. Come to the 3rd Street Market Hall at around happy hour, because a lot of folks that – so there's apartments right here in this building, and there's a lot of single women. Like, a lot of nurses live here, and you know what they say about nurses. Whatever they say about nurses, it's true. And so coming up in hour 3, we're going to talk about the CNA walkout that's scheduled for October 6th through 8th. But a lot of nurses live in this building. Nurses survive on strange. Oh, they love it.
My favorite kind of women.
Shh. Be careful. Don't commit to one.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, you can't do that now.
They're lots of fun, though.
They sure are. Don't nobody party like a nurse.
And they're up late nights.
If a nurse goes on a girl's trip with a whole bunch of other nurses, kiss her goodbye. And I mean, let that be the last time you ever kiss her, for a number of reasons. Because if she goes down to the Caribbean with a bunch of her nurse friends, she's going to come back walking different. Don't do it, fellas. Not a nurse.
Some nurses are nice.
20 years ago, I dated a nurse. That's when I first started to understand the nurses. Well, she just got married a couple of weeks ago. I feel so bad for some of these husbands, because you know, your girl had a whole life. And it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't. Whatever she did before she met the man that she ultimately settles down with, all that stuff, that's in the past. The past doesn't matter. It was a long time ago. She was younger. She was more carefree and just, you know, exploring her way through the world. But it's some husbands that are, they're wondering, like, where did she learn how to do that? And to that I say, you're welcome.
You don't want a seasoned woman?
That depends on what she's seasoned with. It depends. I don't know.
I want a woman to have all her experiences in, you know? Don't want her to be running around curious. I want her to know what she wants. I know what she likes.
I don't want her to be so experienced to where she's like, hey, Sherwin, watch this. Hang on to these handlebars. I don't want all of that.
Yeah.
I want one that's going to be like, but sir, I don't really know how to do this. Sir, I'm not sure. Is it okay if I... You know, I want one that seems like she's somewhat kind of innocent, not, here, put this on. Here, no, put on this leather suit, Sherwin.
Oh, yeah.
Put this ball gag in your mouth. You into that kind of stuff?
No, but, you know, a freaking woman, that's a good day.
There's levels to it, though. There's
yeah.
Normal, acceptable levels, and then there's, like, owl levels, which is next generation freak.
I'm trying to go a step below owl.
That's still in very unusual company.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in a stratosphere with the freakiness. I don't need to be in a stratosphere. I just need to be, I don't know, just a little bit above sea level. But I've been called vanilla, though. And yeah. I don't mind that. But also, you're only getting 2 minutes. What really am I going to do in 2 minutes anyway?
I got some pills for you.
No. I don't need no enhancement. I'm perfectly fine. I got other stuff I need to be doing anyway. I probably got emails to check. 2 minutes. Everybody's good. Go on back to what you were doing. In fact, our commercial breaks are 3 minutes, so that's ample time. Everybody complaining about the dates. Everyone complaining about walking out. Everybody's got a reason why this date or this location won't work. So you know what? Let's make it worldwide. The CNA Worldwide Strikeout, October 6th through 8th, 2026. We'll talk about that on the other side. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.